everyone, and welcome to Media Giant Marketing Podcast. Okay, I have a lot to update. Not did a podcast in a couple of weeks for Media Giant Marketing Podcast, and wanted to kind of just jump right in, and let's jump right into the conversation, all right? So there's some big news. This is quick, big news. First of all, TikTok has decided that they're really going to feature more videos that are 16 by 9, 1 minute or more each, and carousels and pictures. Short videos will not get the reach that they got before, and they don't really want them as much. You're going to find out specifically how much, when, all those different things later. But that's my first of my major updates. Update number two. What are my thoughts on this? I think TikTok doing this is a mistake because the platform is truly not made for long form content. It's not made. TikTok didn't develop that. It's almost like when Instagram decided to go to videos, all the photo people were like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And it really, I think, hurt the platform of Instagram. So all we see is a bunch of fake garbage now. And I'm going to be doing a podcast today called Scam Busters. It's going to be a new show with Paul Hollis, where we're going to offer, as a marketing company and a publishing company, for you to bring an offer to us, and we'll sit down and tell you if it's a scam or it's a good idea. And we're going to be straight up. We're going to give you the reasons why. We're going to show you if it's a scam. We're going to show you that the person's not telling the truth, because we're here to call people out now. And that's because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people telling a song and dance that's not true just so they can grow their coaching business, just so they can grow their agency, just so they can get a sale. And we're going to be there for you to say, well, that really doesn't make sense, and here's the reasons why it won't make sense. And that's what we're going to do here on Media Giant Marketing Podcast, is tell the straights. So that's the first thing about TikTok. But it's a mistake. But am I going to follow the rules? Yes, I've already followed the rules. I'm getting views with the long form because they're really putting a focus on live. And why do you think I've been live? Well, I guess it was just a coincidence, but live is back. Started with TikTok, meaning the resurgence of live, and now X, Twitter. Elon is really pushing a huge amount of his influence for live video. And if you go inside a live video now on Twitter, what you're going to see is Periscope. Are you kidding me? Periscope. You see the hearts, but it's designed like the Periscope. People are saying they tuned in live. It was, and if you're not a Periscope fan, that was before Facebook Live. So live video is back. But another news, for you're no longer going to be able to use third-party apps to stream on Face on Meta now. No more streaming live on Meta third parties. No more scheduling posts in groups for Meta. So that means groups on Meta, done. Facebook groups are no longer allowed to schedule or stream live. What are my thoughts on that? Scheduling, I think scheduling is a joke, guys. And if agencies are scheduling and not posting at a specific time, meaning like organically, you're losing 50% of your reach by scheduling a post. Waste of time. Good that the groups are gone from that. But lives, I'm going to say goodbye to you, Media Giant Group, because as of today, this will be my last day broadcasting live on Media Giant. So you got to go to Neil Haley. You got to go to Twitter. You got to go to LinkedIn. You got to go to celebrity interviews. No longer am I going to be broadcasting live on the Facebook group. Will I go to the personal page, the professional page? No, I'm not going to hurt my organic reach, but I will be sharing that more in stories so that people can see this that are interested in talking about that. So that's another news item. The last one's AI. This is going to be like the fastest questions. AI, ChatGPT-4, I thought now they're up to date using Bing. They've decided to change now. They're saying that they don't give information out to December of 2023 for ChatGPT-4. So guess what? I'm going back to Gemini. And next week on Frank Fiore and our show, we're going to try to push AI to the limit, stress out AI, and see will they truly stress out, as we'll be asking questions and prompts with Gemini and ChatGPT. Wow. I was thinking more, but I hit all those different areas. Those things have changed. But I guess Scam Busters, the new show, Paul Hollis and I, that's going to be fun. That you can contact me today if you have a publishing deal, if you have a marketing deal, if you have a website deal. Before you sign the contract and sign, seal, and delivered, let me look at it. If you have a coaching contract, and I'm not going to point him and say, hey, you should come to me, work with me. No, if I think it's a great deal, I might sign up with them. But the sad thing about it is there are a lot of scammers out there. There's a lot of people that are not telling the truth when they're selling their product or service. Please be transparent, guys. You're going to find your ideal person that's going to buy. Don't give a song and dance just to get a sale. It's a mistake. So that was the end of the Media Giant Marketing Podcast. Other updates, last updates is my documentary's out. I will be doing a live this weekend about the documentary. Out for In Seed and Spark to raise money to do this great wrestling documentary. Do you really want the ins and outs of independent wrestling? Do you really want to see me recreate the 1990s? Just donate $20, $50, $100 today. Lefty and I will be going live next week to talk about that. And that's it. And I guess the other thing is that I am pitching the Road Warriors movie, shopping that around. Thanks to Chris Mulkey, scriptwrite. If you're interested in that, let me know. Follow me on all social media platforms and we'll talk soon. That was the Media Giant Marketing Podcast, guys. Take care.